This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. A recent announcement of an agreement between Arkansas State University and St. Bernard's Medical Center means faster care of those patients at St. Bernard's. The Translational Research Lab is a project between Arkansas State's Computer Science Department and St. Bernard's. In this interview, I talked with Dr. Mitch Herbert, a second-year resident in internal medicine at St. Bernard's. I also talked with instructor of computer science at Arkansas State, Jake Qualls, graduate assistant Jacob Goodwin, and undergraduate math major Clay Hearn. I started the interview by asking Dr. Herbert to remind us about what the Translational Research Lab was. Dr. Herbert, we talked earlier about a translational lab. We did a previous interview about the lab and how St. Bernard's and Arkansas State are kind of working together on this, and kind of, you know, I guess kind of recap what this specific lab is, if you don't mind, please, and kind of what St. Bernard's part has been in this.
Sure. This is kind of the initial project that we've been working on. We've kind of set out to tackle a common problem that we experience a lot in the hospital. We're specifically looking at chest x-rays when a patient presents to the emergency room. Looking at the image by itself can lead us to about three different diagnoses that all carry different treatments. So hopefully with our counterparts over here at ASU, through machine learning, we'll be able to better initially diagnose the primary problem, be able to get patients the treatment that they need right off the bat instead of exposing them to multiple different drugs that all, of course, carry different side effects.
Right. And Mr. Qualls, kind of tell us a bit about this, if you don't mind, about what you all have been doing in the computer science part of this.
Okay. So on the computer science side, we have been looking at some of the chest x-ray images and taking those particular images and passing those through various machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms so that we can identify areas within a chest x-ray that may be indicative of pneumonia or some other thoracic problem. And in addition to the x-rays, we also look at clinical data, medical data, and try to incorporate that so that we get a cohesive understanding of the problem that's going on within the patient.
Right. And so with this lab, how does this work between, you know, both entities, I guess? And I'll ask you this, Dr. Herbert, how, you know, when it starts at St. Bernard's, tell us about that process and then what happens when Arkansas State gets it. We'll go back to you, if you don't mind, please.
So, of course, the clinical data is all coming from the hospital, excuse me, and specifically the emergency room and those initial labs and diagnostic imaging, chest x-rays and such. So we first look at all that. We've identified multiple different clinical data points, lab results, and then, of course, the imaging. We collect all that data. I actually go through, along with Dr. Nearing, my program director, and interpret the chest x-rays, the initial chest x-ray when that patient presents to the emergency room. We annotate it with the software that was provided to us by our colleagues over here at ASU. Identifying key aspects of the image that are of value that may indicate a pneumonia or certain areas of the lung where there may be fluid on the lung that's causing the patient to be short of breath. After we collect and collaborate all that clinical data and the chest x-ray annotated image, then we pass it off to Jake over here, who puts it through the AI and the machine learning to hopefully allow that to learn what's important based on the clinical data, the labs, and then learn the key aspects of the image that's important to hopefully help us come up with that initial diagnosis much quicker and initiate the proper treatment as fast as we can.
And so tell us about what happens when you all get this, Jake, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. When we get this information, we have an image that we can visually see, but the internals of that image, so the numbers and all of the aspects of that particular image, are passed into either a machine learning algorithm or some sort of AI that interprets the image as a large set of values. And then from those values, we can identify through statistical approaches different hotspots or areas that may be of interest. So all of the information that we receive from the clinical side ends up, we just see numbers, and those numbers end up as input into our algorithms.
Right. And tell us about how the students here, we're going to talk to them here, how are they assisting and helping in this project?
Well, we have our graduate assistant, we have our undergrad student that's working on various aspects of this project and other projects. So the students will typically evaluate data, maybe clean up some data or offer suggestions on how we can interpret some of the initial data fields that we do have. So they do have input into this process. And with Clay, our undergraduate student, being a mathematics major, we rely on his mathematical and statistical background to kind of provide some suggestions on how should we approach the problem.
Right. So let's talk to you, Clay. Kind of, how did you learn about this project, and how did you get involved? Kind of, what's your role in this?
Well, so I heard about this through, well, I was already part of the bioinformatics research team. And so when I heard that they were starting a translational lab with St. Bernard's, I was really interested in it because a lot of my family have medical backgrounds, and so I'm already kind of interested in that aspect. I provide input and suggestions sometimes because from somebody who is like very computer science mindset and mathematics mindset, we're very different in how we approach things sometimes. And so it's really important with things like this in research to have many different outlooks and like points of view, because we see things differently. And so if we come across a problem, then we sometimes need to look at it from different points of views to make it more efficient or just overall better.
Right. And so Jacob, let me ask you about kind of the same questions. How did you learn about this, and what's kind of your role in the project?
I got brought into this project because I was the first student to join the bioinformatics group at A-State. I had been approached by Jake Qualls to join after giving a Facebook interview where I said that I was interested in bioinformatics and computational biology. And whenever they started this joint project with the translational research lab between A-State and St. Bernard's, I just joined in on this project. Essentially, my part is reading various research papers over different scientific models that have been brought together to analyze different aspects of X-rays, imaging. I look at some of the mathematical analysis that they do, some of the statistical modeling that's important for the projects, and then I can kind of guide with the knowledge that I've gained from other people in my computer science background.
And how do you think that this helps, in overall, Jake, in kind of the research part of this, that is so critical to be able to make this all work?
Well, research is definitely an important part of it, and having students as well as the members of our group look at existing research and cutting-edge research that's going on, it's very important. And additionally, it gives our students at A-State a place to do research, and it allows them to get their hands dirty, to explore various topics, and participate in a research project that consists of multiple people, and being able to work as a team and contribute to a project that will possibly have a big impact not only at A-State but within the community, right, being able to assist the hospitals.
And tell us your thoughts on that, on what this research, as it continues, what it ultimately could mean for the community and for Arkansas State University.
Well, I think there are many many outcomes for this project, but I think the most important is giving back to the community and being able to take our knowledge and our abilities and come up with a solution to a problem that's not just specific to our area, but is probably specific to a majority of the hospitals around the country. And having that impact, I think it's only just a good direction for both Arkansas State as well as St. Bernard's.
Right. And kind of your thoughts as well, how this is, you know, going to impact the community and also St. Bernard's as well.
Well, I mean, just like Jake said, I mean, my education has taken me all over the country. I'm originally from central Nebraska, went to medical school in Kansas City, and now I'm ended up in Arkansas. And this is not just an issue and a problem that needs to be looked at and tackled that's specific to Northeast Arkansas. I saw this in the emergency rooms in Kansas City, all over Kansas City, in the rural community hospitals of central Nebraska where I grew up. I mean, this has application all over the country. And I think the big thing is that it benefits the patients above all else, you know, potentially decreasing the amount of time somebody has to stay in the hospital. Anytime people have to stay in the hospital for longer than they need to, they're at a high risk for developing other types of infections and other issues. It's not only that, but getting the proper treatment as quickly as they can and hopefully resolving symptoms and their underlying pathology as quickly as we can. If we have the initial diagnosis with this machine learning and the AI that'll help guide that, this has big implications, not just here, but all over the country.
And we've been talking about this being specifically in this particular project, chest x-rays. But is this lab also being used for other parts as well, not just for chest x-rays, but maybe for other medical issues as well?
Yeah, this kind of came about. We were just brainstorming. I think it was our second meeting that we had over here with Jake's team, and they were talking about, I believe, identifying lung nodules on CT scans, and it just kind of popped into my head if we could apply it to this issue, something that I deal with every single day, multiple times a day. I guess they thought it was a good idea, and that's what we started. So this is kind of the initiation project. You know, research or scholarly activity is a requirement of any residency program in the country, no matter what field, internal medicine, surgery, anything. So we have new residents coming in each year, each of them having to do some type of research project or wanting to be involved in research at some point. And it's a huge opportunity for our program, the hospital, and I to work with these guys. So,
okay, let me ask the students a question real fast. Clay, what has been the most rewarding part of this to you, maybe the most enjoyable and rewarding part of being a part of this project?
Well, just the fact that we're bettering the medical community because, like I said earlier, a lot of my family have medical backgrounds, and I've heard about how difficult sometimes it is to treat a patient or whatever, and just being able to see advancements in this area, it's really rewarding just to make it better.
Very good. Jacob?
Just being able to see the advances that's going on in machine learning and imaging sides is really fulfilling to me, especially the more research projects I've read that have been recent and then what we're doing now that's more advanced than anything that we've read about. It's a really cool thing to be a part of.
All right. Before I let y'all run, anything else you'd like to add about this? Jake, I'll start off with you. Anything else you'd like to add, please?
Yeah, I would like to mention this particular project where, as Dr. Herbert had mentioned, we were working with chest x-rays, but our our technologies and our approaches are not specific to just a chest X-ray. We can apply the same techniques to other types of medical imaging, CT scans, MRIs. So we have an approach and an understanding that is applicable to many different facets of medicine. So we do have a lot of opportunity here to grow our collaboration with St. Bernard's and to lead to some really great work.
Dr. Herbert?
You know, I think it's just a great opportunity for, like I said, for our internal medicine program. We're a fairly new residency program. The hospital and everybody that's involved here at ASU. I have a medical student from the NYIT college that's working with us as well. Two of our first-year residents are helping me. It's benefiting our program to hopefully benefit the community as a whole.
Dr. Mitch Herbert is a second-year resident in internal medicine at St. Bernard's. I also talked with instructor of computer science at Arkansas State, Jake Qualls, graduate assistant Jacob Goodwin, and undergraduate math major Clay Hearn. You can subscribe to the Created State podcast on the podcast page at kasu.org. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play. You can also listen on the NPR app. Let us know how much you like the show, as you can write us a review, also subscribe, and tell your friends about A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. Please help us spread the word about the podcast. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.